Hello, this is Benevolent Heretic, and I would really like to respond directly to Sophronia. It seems like you're upset, and I'm really sorry. I had no idea that anything I said was going to upset you, and I don't mean any offense by anything I said. I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about a couple things, if that's all right. I don't really have any feelings about Kwanzaa one way or another. It's no part of my world, so I suppose if somebody said Happy Kwanzaa to me, I don't know how I'd react. I'd say Happy Kwanzaa to you too, or whatever that means, you know. I know it's a created holiday, but I've just never given it much thought. It sounds like some people who believe in that want to impose their beliefs on you, but I do not. And unlike those Kwanzaa proponents, I don't think you should do anything differently than what you're doing. I don't really understand how people celebrating Kwanzaa is an insult to you or anyone, but if you say it is, I take your word for it. I'd like to respond to your typed message. You said as soon as a person says Christ and Christmas in the same sentence, everything they say go out the window. And that's certainly not the case with me. I'm not offended by Christ or Christmas or any beliefs. And I heard everything you said, and I respect it. So I don't really know why you said that. I don't think you're on some kind of a kick or something either. You say you want the world to bow down and recognize Christ, and the truth is they don't. Not everybody does. You can want that, but you're going to be disappointed because everybody doesn't. And so I guess maybe that's where you are, disappointed or upset. You say, when I also said it was a personal thing for me to keep Christ in my Christmas and to not let anyone water that down, I have no desire to water your meaning for Christmas down, for you or anyone. And you also say, though I disagree, I don't knock you. I'm not knocking you, hon. I'm not attacking you. Can you tell me what I've said? You say you don't want to be shouted down. I'm not shouting you down. I'm not attacking you or anything. This is my whole confusion around this subject, is that when I say things like, there's never Christ in Christmas for me, or whatever it is I say, happy holidays, people in your position get very upset and say, well, you don't have to attack me, you don't have to shout me down. And, you know, I'm not. I'm like, hey, I wasn't knocking you. I wasn't attacking you. I'm saying what I think. You say what you think, I say what I think. The bottom line for me is, why are you taking it as an attack? We have different beliefs and different views. I mean, that's clear. But why is it that you feel attacked? You say that is the exact sentiment that causes Christians to feel like they're attacked, to get attacked for sharing your beliefs nowadays. If you can tell me what I've said that was an attack, I would really appreciate it, because that's where my confusion is. If I had said Christ never existed and you are an idiot for believing him, or you Christians are all the same, you're wrong, you know, Christmas is all messed up, and, you know, I could see how you'd think that was an attack. But, you know, what I have said, I don't get it at all. You know, when I, just me expressing my beliefs as different than yours is not an attack. I just said my beliefs, and they happen to be different. As far as I'm concerned, there is no right or wrong. You have your firm beliefs, and I respect your right to believe what you believe. But my beliefs aren't wrong either. And I believe in the paradigm that two people can believe two different things, and they can both be right. I don't want to argue your beliefs. I don't want to argue my beliefs. I want to say you believe the way you believe, and I believe the way I believe. It's just different. I really am sorry. I never meant for this to get... I never meant for anybody to get upset, but I don't have control over that. This is the very subject of this thread, my rights versus your rights. This is, I think, exactly what Relentless was talking about. When do my rights to say what I believe and express my beliefs step on your rights to express your beliefs and celebrate Christmas the way you want to? And as far as I'm concerned, I do not see a conflict. I can express myself and my beliefs And the thing is, Sophronia, I don't even celebrate Christmas. I don't celebrate Christmas at all. So this isn't a matter of you celebrate your way and I celebrate my way. And I always do get into this conversation with people because I really would like to understand. That's all. I'd like to understand what it is about me expressing my rights that is offensive to you. You know, not everybody is going to believe the way you do, but just as somebody believing differently isn't an attack, is what I'm trying to say, about anything. You know, if you said, I want to have a big wedding with a big church and white dress and, you know, hundreds of people there and all that, and I said, oh, I don't. I want to have a small wedding in the woods with just me and my husband. That's what I want. And you would say, well, you don't have to attack me. See, that's what it seems like is going on here, and I don't understand how me expressing myself is an attack on you. And I'd really like to understand that once and for all. So I just don't want you to be mad at me, Sophronia. And, you know, if you are, you are. I don't want that. I never intended that. I don't understand it. But I guess that's it. Thanks for listening.